Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Full disclosure, this was my first wedding song.
Wow.
Always by Bon Jovi.
Your first dance?
Great song. Well, you have a wedding song.
Okay.
Yeah, I guess. That was what we danced to at our wedding, if you want to call it that. Yeah, that's what we danced to at our wedding. Because my first husband and I are both from New Jersey. Huge, enormous Bon Jovi fans. I mean, most of our dating life was probably going to Bon Jovi concerts. So, great song.
Wow.
I still love it.
Yeah.
Still love it. Good memories.
Good.
Good memories. So there you go. 25 years ago, this was the number one song, top of the charts. 25 years ago. If you were 18, this was probably your prom song. Mm. There you go. So this is the time when we play When I Was 18. Susie Jones is our celebrity guest here in studio.
Yes, she is.
Hello.
Recovering from food poisoning, though, so not so peppy.
No, I'm a little less peppy than
I'm
normal.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and I'm not going to call anybody out, but I just think you need to be careful downtown if you eat late. When these places are just closing up, I feel like they throw the kitchen sink in there. It's like, all right. Just give her what's left.
I'm sorry, sweetie.
So anyway, I'm fine.
It's not a bug. It's a feature. It's a heck of a weight loss program, right?
You know, I was thinking that very same thought because I am a current member of the new WW. We're not Weight Watchers anymore.
Oh.
And I bet I'll go in there Friday and I'll be down 3 pounds.
The hard way. Yeah.
What year were you 18, Susie Jones?
What did we say, David? I was born in 62.
Okay.
So 1980.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1980, this was the top song.
Diana Ross. I know it.
Little Diana Ross. I love it. So that's called I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross. Eventually, she does say it in the song
many times.
What was she coming out from?
She's hitting the road. She's 18. She's a young, beautiful female and going out town. I'm going out on the town, right?
This is a contender because that is a great song.
Thank you.
And that's held the test of time. I know the words to that song.
It's a great wedding song, mm-hmm. you know, for a good dance floor, mm-hmm. you know, get everybody out.
Mm-hmm. It would be a great gay wedding song. They're coming out.
Oh, isn't she clever?
They're coming out.
You are
married.
So
yeah.
Coming out. I guess if it's your gay wedding, you already came out a long time ago because everybody knows.
You would think so. Right. You would hope so.
Yes, that's right.
So anyway, that was mine.
I love it.
And in full disclosure, talking to David, I didn't really follow the rules because it's my first time playing. Mm-hmm. So I just went to Billboard and went to 1980, and I just picked the song I like the best.
Oh,
I didn't necessarily.
Oh, no, wait a second.
She's cheating.
Wait a second. Yeah, a little bit.
We can't allow guests to cheat.
Well, I didn't know the rules. I didn't know I had to have the exact week.
David, you need to monitor our guests here.
Well, we need to go back to the email I sent you last night, because I think I did lay it out pretty clearly.
Well, last night she was vomiting, praying to the porcelain.
Okay, you're right. It's my fault.
All right, David.
And I love that song.
David's our youngster of the group. David, remind us what year it was.
Well, this was in 2004. Little Kelly Clarkson. I can't say I'm a huge fan of this, but it's better than, I mean, the last few times it's been like filthy things that I don't want to be associated with rappers that I want to just turn down. So I'm okay with this, I think.
I like it.
So let me get the rule again. It has to be the number one?
Yes, correct. Okay. It has to be top of the charts the year you were 18. What was, in 1990, what was the top of the charts, David?
Is that yours?
That's mine. Okay, see, we can be done.
This?
I'm embarrassed.
But you don't even like that? You don't know what he's going to play.
I don't even know what this song is. I'm so embarrassed for the 80s. Really,
that's
Gen
a
X?
Dorky song.
Who is it?
This is something called Stevie B.
No.
With Because I Love You.
Okay.
I don't know what I just said.
I'm going to go Paul.
Okay, let's be done.
That has
that
aged well. Because a lot of people still sing that.
That,
you know,
bites.
Wherever
okay,
I go.
We're not doing it. All right, Paul.
Paul.
All right. 1976.
Always dreamed of.
I knew it from the start. Firefall.
Love it. I saw your face and that's the
last I've seen of my. We all know the words to this song.
Yep.
And because she cheated, I think Paul's the winner.
I do too.
I mean, I love me some Diana
awesome.
Ross.
No, I
but
acquiesce
yeah,
to the winner.
This is a great song. This has stood the test of time.
I love this song.
You're welcome, all of you. I'd like to thank the Academy.
Sure.
By the way, I hope folks are watching on the Facebook Live because they would have seen Susie and I dancing to all of
yes,
those songs.
Yes, we were.
And mouthing the words.
Yes.
I mouthed, you sang.
I did. I had my mic on. I'm sorry.
No, and you're looking nice and perky after
thank
all.
Thank you, Susie.
Yes, I'm coming around.
Recover quickly.
Thank you, my dears.
Music is like that. It's a tonic for your soul.
Oh.
So I hope you feel
did
better.
Did you write that?
I did know it. Came right out. And as a child of the 80s, I'm going to say that is quite an accomplishment because we had some crappy music.
I didn't. Mine, Diana Ross, was
yeah,
good.
70s music peak.
That's good stuff. Susie music Jones, peak. You're the best. Thank you for being our celebrity
thanks,
guest
Suze.
Today.
My pleasure.
We need to keep a running tally because you're killing it. You're killing it. You're
well,
winning a lot.
Yeah, I told you months ago, and, yeah, and you didn't believe me that music peaked in the 70s.
Yeah, the 70s music
since
is pretty
it's,
good.
It's been
yeah,
kind of downhill.
It's pretty good. Let's, I mean, David, you
let's
okay,
do a running tally starting next week. We'll start fresh.
No. We keep it going.
Brian says on Facebook, Seasons in the Sun. Seasons in the Sun. I don't know that song, but that was when they were 18 also.
Okay.
We'll have to look for that on the commercial.
We
maybe
will.
We'll play that later in the show.
So millennials are buying more Christmas trees, which I found interesting. That and Peloton.
Oh, hilarious. Hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah. What? How not to advertise. If you haven't heard the Peloton commercial, stick around. That's up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.